so much for chatting with me today.
My pleasure. Hello.
From 1988 to 2024, awards, nominations, hit albums, concerts. You guys are still around, still putting out new music, but I read that you're altering your work habits, finding better ways to serve the songs. What does that look like?
Better ways to serve the songs. After making records for so many years, we are really good at the process now, and we work with a producer, but we very much are co-producers as well, and it's a fun process because we each contribute ideas. We work on them together in an environment like maybe in my living room or Jim's place. And I think the process brings out the best of us.
You're about to head out on a tour in the fall with Toad the Wet Sprocket, but you're doing a few Canadian dates, including the Calgary Stampede July 6th as part of the Back Alley's summer events tent. How has touring changed as you've all grown and matured now?
Well, we go to bed at 11:30 sharp. And I don't know, you appreciate different things as you get older. We're always happy to see familiar places and friends we've made over the years, or eat at favorite restaurants we've had over the years, or art museums, or, you know, in Calgary, there's certainly places that I remember fondly and places I look forward to going and walks I look forward to taking.
Does it ever get tiring playing the hits over and over again?
Well, no, if that's all we were doing, perhaps, but we balance our shows out with new songs and deep cuts from old albums, and we also make up songs. Every show is different, you know, but the thing about the hits is you can really feel the energy when we play them, and that part of it is really enjoyable, feeling the audience connect to those songs. So no, it doesn't get tiring in that sense.
You're one of those bands that reached success both in Canada and the U.S. Are the audiences in the States a little bit different than Canada? I've always wondered that.
I think they have a different relationship with the band in a sense. You know, we're from Canada, first of all. Also, the record that really took off in the United States was the Stunt record, whereas people in Canada sort of know us from Gordon, and they see us a little differently, I think.
We see you like you're one of our old friends.
Exactly. We're more familiar. Well, we're loitering at this point.
It's all right. We won't give you a ticket. You just released 35 Live, the anniversary show at the Alma Combo in Toronto. And I was reading that Ed Robertson said that was a really special night. Can you talk to me about that show? Why was it so important to remember that night?
It was just a nice milestone to reach. We played a song from each record, which was kind of fun for us to look back and dig out some old songs we hadn't played in a while. Also, the venue is quite small and intimate, and the people that were there really wanted to be there, and it felt like sort of a reunion of sorts with a lot of longtime fans.
What is something that's happened to you, something you remember, that only happened really because you were a part of the band?
Back in the early days of the band, people would throw macaroni and cheese during Million Dollars. They just throw the dried noodles. And I remember one of my first shows in the U.S., this big clear bag came and landed on my keyboard, and it was filled with cooked pasta.
Oh, no.
And someone had written in Sharpie on it, "For the new guy."
Oh, no.
So, I'll never forget how kind of weird and wonderful that was. Just this big bag of wet noodles.
Not many musicians can say they've had a bag of wet noodles thrown at them.
Correct.
Kevin, thank you so much for joining me once again. Calgary Stampede, Back Alley Summer Events, July 6th, the Bare Naked Ladies. We'll get the link up on our website. Thank you.
Thanks, Shannon.